Okay, we always start with current NFC topic, and the three we gave you in order of least important to you was Dom Solanke, first of all, 22%, 38%, 4-3-3 versus 4-2-3-1. But top of the sops, Jadon Shaqiri.
You're still doing better than George.
What's in that Leinster plan?
I know, when he had a Leinster, Jadon Shaqiri. I'll keep it talk. What do you reckon of him?
He's boss. I think he's like, he's Klopp spinning top. So he just sort of throws him in and he just spins around. He's like a little twister, isn't he? Just does loads of mad stuff, attacking everywhere. But I don't think whether he's all good for 90 minutes, I'm not sure yet. We've seen sections of him, haven't we? And I can't say favourite signing because we signed Alisson and, you can't really, but he's a player that we just didn't expect to get, 13 million. I think now he's probably worth well more than that, isn't he?
If we'd paid 30 million, we'd seen him make this impact already, we'd be happy.
I'm so happy that he scored his goal at Anfield and it was Messi-esque, it was beautiful, just sort of dipped his shoulder and it was absolutely wonderful. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of Shaqiri. I can't say he always was when he was at Stoke. He seemed to just frustrate the Stoke fans, but I mean, they probably get easily frustrated anyway. But I think he's great. I love him.
Yeah, he's made quite the impact, hasn't he, Ian? And you can see why they bought him and you can see what an asset he would be. I guess the decision that the manager has now is when to use him, how much to use him, but you can certainly see that he is of use.
Yeah, I think he's beginning to be trusted. I love this image of him being like battling tops, which is what it was called when we had him in the 70s. So I'd not thought about that, but that is perfect. He's just off.
I was imagining the Tasmanian devil. What happened to him? He was big as well.
He's pretty much like him.
They shaved him and sold him to us. I liked him at Stoke. I always liked him as a player because he's one of these players who, far be it for me to criticise any athletes, but he's not built like an athlete yet. I'm a 6'2" skinny bloke, so I can't criticise anybody who's athletic. But he's basically square. He's basically all chest and no legs. And he's the weirdest shaped footballer I've ever seen. Yeah, the left calf's like, it's the size of my waist, basically.